I'm Mike Pons, a business manager at Country Life Farm.
I'm Josh Pons, Mike's partner in Country Life and Maryland.
How exciting is it to have this connection to a horse that's running in the Derby?
Oh, it's great. You know, we clean these stalls every day and lead these mares and foals up and down the hills. And to have a horse like that, that makes it all worthwhile.
And when it comes to this, I mean, how rare is it to have at a farm that's in the breeding business to be able to say a horse that was bred through our farm is running in the biggest race known to mankind?
It's pretty rare. You know, the Derby is everybody's holy grail. It's like the Oscars, and it's just something that you dream about, but you try not to think too much about it. And we're trying not to think overly about it right now. We're still concentrating on making future horses. But, you know, we own a quarter of Malibu Moon, and he's the sire of Orb. He stands in Kentucky, but he started here. And his story is, it's a phenomenal long shot makes good story. And we're all proud of the fact that we had a, you know, that we got him started here.
When something like this happens, you look back on the daily, for lack of a better word, grind. But when something like this evolves, you think back on it and you think about all the little things you do each day, and they've all come to play in one of the horses that's going to run on racing's biggest stage.
Amen. You know, Dad did this. He and Uncle John in 61 had Carryback, who was by Saggy. And Saggy beat Citation 65 years ago this year. And he got Carryback, who won the Derby and the Preakness that year. And then another horse by a different stallion of ours won the Belmont. So we swept the Triple Crown in 61. And that's a high mark to shoot for. You know, we've yet to have a classic winner by one of the stallions. And, you know, we've got a model to follow, target to shoot for.
What was it like as things were evolving this year when you started seeing the different races that Orb was being entered in, and then how it evolved?
Well, we've been tracking him sort of since last summer at Saratoga. We have a new employee that started in August, and he'd worked for the Phipps family at Belmont, and so he took some pictures of Orb, George Adams did, and he kind of piqued our curiosity. And then the horse ran a couple times in the fall. I think he was third or fourth, and then he broke his maiden in November at Aqueduct, and that's been the beginning of his, currently I think it's a 4-race win streak. He broke his maiden, then he won his non-winners of two, then he won the Fountain of Youth Stakes, which really got our toes tapping, and then he won the Florida Derby in pretty impressive fashion. And he's bred to run that distance. His mother's father is Unbridled, a horse named Unbridled, and Unbridled won the Kentucky Derby and the Breeders' Cup Classic at Churchill Downs. So he's got the pedigree to, you know, to keep running at the eighth pole, where a lot of horses will find out how well bred they are. You know.
And what was it like watching the Florida Derby when the track announcer, and you see those colors and the numbers, and it's hanging in there, and then bang, winning at the wire?
Well, you sort of pinch yourself to make sure that you're looking at the right horse, the right number, and he's got the right horse, the right number, because people make mistakes. But no, it was fun. And this is a horse with a real future, and it's really exciting that everybody's talking about him at the right time of year.
What does this mean for a farm like this in Maryland that does what you guys do on a daily basis?
Well, it kind of validates what you do. I mean, there's very few horse farms left in Maryland that are commercial, and we're one of the last 4 or 5 breeding farms. And the colt is owned by Stuart Janney, who's been a client here. His father stood a stallion here named Assault Landing in the late 1980s, who was sort of a classic hopeful. I think he won the Gotham Stakes, which was a prep for the Wood, which is a prep for the Derby. And so to have the horse, you know, half owned by a Marylander that we all know and cheer for is kind of icing on the cake. And to know that Malibu Moon is the kind of sire that can get these kinds of horses. I mean, we might get one of these one day. That would be, you know, really exciting. So,
what about Malibu Moon? Tell us the history of Malibu Moon.
Well, Josh can probably tell you better than me, but, you know, we really ought to.
Okay,
Josh,
yeah, tell me the history of Malibu Moon.
Well, we had stood syndicated stallions for 15 or 20 years, and when Mike and I, as we were running the farm, and in 1999, we were tipped off that there was a by a very good blood psych agent named John Stewart, that there was a AP Indy colt in California who had run terrifically in a really early 2-year-old race, but had then won and injured himself and was going to be retired. And in June of that year, we met with B. Wayne Hughes, who owned the colt. He paid $2 million for Malibu Moon's mother carrying Malibu Moon. Malibu Moon was in utero at that time. And he liked the horse, and he didn't want to send him back to the track after he had injured his knee. They put a screw through his knee. And so we formed a 50-50 partnership with Mr. Hughes, and he told us when I left the first meeting, he said, "Now take this horse back to Maryland and get him good enough for us to move him back to Kentucky." And we're aware that Maryland is sort of off Broadway for the larger picture of the breeding industry. So we're delighted that, you know, he's on Broadway and he's a star.
And a star for a farm that's had a rich heritage and a rich history, and a farm that shares that history with all of Maryland racing, it seems like.
Yes, we do. And we have another AP Indy son named Frisian Fire, who's sort of cut in the same mold as Malibu Moon. Very talented, tremendous female line that's predominantly foreign bred, where, you know, we know those horses run on hay, oats, and water. And he's getting some unbelievable foals in his first crop. So, darn if we're not going to try it all over again, you know.
What are your plans for the first Saturday in May?
Well, Mike and I like to tag team a little bit, so he's going to make the trip to Kentucky with our older brother Andrew and my son Josh and his son Philip and maybe his other son David, and they're going to take a road show to Louisville, and I'm going to hang here and just, you know, enjoy the day and try not to think about the Derby till they go in the starting gate. And you know, there's a lot to do here. You have to keep mind in the store. We've got 20 mares and foals on the farm and 5 more mares to deliver babies and breeding to do every day. And so I'm perfectly happy riding this one out from the home front.
So what do you think it's going to be like to be at Churchill Downs with a dog in the fight?
I can't wait. It's really exciting. It's like Christmas, first Saturday of May. And then Preakness comes in behind that. And, heck, I've got 50 tickets. I'm like a travel agent for the Preakness. So, you know, that's really our big day. So, you know, who knows? Maybe we'll be coming back here. We'll have a bigger story to write about. So, you know, it's hard. I don't want to jinx myself too much. But it sure is fun laying awake night dreaming about good things that might happen.
And the bottom line is the first Monday in May, you'll be back here on the job.
Yeah, shoveling away. Amen.